Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 303, Achieving Quiet. And that's what I did this past week or so. A lot happening. Big, huge thank you. Shout out to Nico, my new producer. 302 went out on Thursday. Have never missed a Thursday yet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was just a kind of a great week to get through and ended Thursday evening. And I packed, went to sleep, went to Tahoe, had an epic trip and came home. And there was a video on the dodo of Zen and I. And it was a pretty magical time since we've last spoken. And as I was recording the podcast, I said, you know, I first, you know, I couldn't find the video. It was supposed to come out Sunday, and so I figured I'd either hear from him or, and I got comments. Oh, love the story, love the story. Saying it was under Soulmates, under the Dodo on Facebook. So I was like 105,000 views. And then I talk about that on the episode. Fast forward right now, I mean, I had to eat, I walked in, I did a couple things, you know, did some social media, I checked again, and it's at 483,000 views right now. it's pretty overwhelming. I mean, I start out going, you know, well, I'll reply to some comments, and I looked, and there was like 400, and I'm like, okay, I'll just like them. So just going through, like, and they were all personal and kind and sincere. And I mean, if you've ever been overwhelmed with goodness and love, that's exactly how it felt. So that's this episode 303, and it was just ready to record, a bunch to share. There was just goodness and joy because of the new producer. There were no more ripples in my Zen pond. My canoe is deeply rooted, and I am living in purple, and I am thankful, thankful, thankful just for everything that's happened lately, that's happened in my entire life, that's happened with this podcast, that happened last week, that happened in Tahoe, that happened when I got back. I'm just very, 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 very thankful for the things I'm experiencing right now. So I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I did living it and then recording it. Enjoy. Yo, 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 yo. I have so much to chat about, which is a great thing. I'm thankful, thankful, thankful. And the title just came to me this morning, you know, Achieving Quiet, because there were just moments where I felt this quiet. It was so quiet in a positive way that it stuck out, and I've been having more and more of those experiences. Took a little trip talking to friends, and it kind of like the moral to the story, I hadn't seen them in like 3 years, was, you know, I'm better. And how would I specifically state that? And I'm like, well, there's more quiet and there's more peace between my ears than there ever has been. And I'm like, well, it's like I achieved that. Now I'm experiencing it and sharing it. But sharing it on the podcast. The first thing, I believe someone says, talks about, the first thing that comes out of their mouth, you haven't seen them, conversation starts, is the most important thing on their mind. It's what they're focused on. Hence, purple versus yellow. You get to pick. But what comes out of your mouth first, it's probably one of the thing that you're just dwelling on, focused on, more than any other thing. So as I was going to press record, I stopped. And I was just automatically aware of how good I felt. Now, I had said this kind of previous to recording 302. I go grab my, you know, recording gear, and, you know, there's just joy. I like recording it, the podcast, the introduction, picking a picture, doing the Pro You moment, putting it all together. I liked every part of it. There was just nothing. But that last month when there was the, you know, unknown variable and there was a little ripple in the Zen pond, I was like, okay, well, it's, I don't like that, you know. So there was parts I had to kind of be patient with and wait. And then, you know, I felt amazing recording 302, but I didn't know if it was going to go out, when it was going to go out. I mean, if everything was going to, you know, it's Nico's kind of first time, so there could have been a problem or something I messed up, which was not, you know, that far from a possibility. So 302 goes out. And I just felt so good. And I'll get back to this. And, you know, then I was taking my trip. So I got, okay, I got to talk about, you know, last Thursday. I got to talk about this weekend. And I go and grab my gear and I pull it out. And I went, and the I'm finally getting it. I've been talking for 3.5 minutes. So I'm finally getting to it. But I was like, thank you, Nico. It was just like, that was just, the feeling was back, you know, previous to 299, 300 is when there was a little bit of the unknown variable, but it was just like, grab the gear, set it down. Okay. Go over your notes, whatever, you know, make sure you got the order down, excitement, boom, go. And that's what I did. All right. Had to make sure Zen was good. He just finished eating his snack. So, pardon if I am a little repetitive here. So I go get my mirror and I go get the gear and I sit down and I'm like, oh my God, so much to talk about. I got to make sure I get the order. I was like, the joy is back. The joy is back. Why is the joy back? Because Nico. And it was wonderful because, you know, 302 ended up going out on Thursday. Late, but I didn't care. And it was, I'd already let go of if it doesn't go out. And if I miss a Thursday, I'm not going to die. There are way worse things that could happen to my life than me missing a Thursday. And then I didn't. So I'm like, you know, 302 episodes, never missed a Thursday. Over 4 years, never missed a Thursday. I love that. I mean, I like that. Now, if it didn't happen, I'm not going to be thrown or twisted or torn about it. But cool, it's going. Why? Nico. So it goes out, and it's the best timing because it's like I haven't taken a trip in like 2 years. And it goes out, and I'm like, you know, a lot of the stuff I have to do at home with my computer, my desktop. So I had a client, and when I was going to come home from the client, I was just going to, you know, pack, go to bed, get up 4 a.m. and leave. So it was, I think I had a client at 5, and like it was like 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I think, my time. And Nico's 3 hours ahead. He'd gotten off work, got it wrapped up, and he sends it to me. And I'm like, here it is. So I sit down, put it out. I'm like, Thursday, 302 episodes in a row. Never missed a Thursday. Thank you, Nico. Went and trained my client. Came home. I'm like, okay, pack. And there was like more calm. And it was like, well, that last month, there had been that little unknown variable, that little ripple, that was gone. I'm like, 302 out, Thursday, check, done, new producer, check, done, boom. Now go on vacation. Now go to Tahoe. I was like, this is just brilliant. How did this go so well, work out so well? Now, again, I could feel, sense the ripple in that Zen pond, but it was not tipping my canoe. It was not rocking the canoe. I was like, okay, there's a thing over there that's happening, and I really can't just douse it now, take the ripple out right now, so I just need to be patient, do the next indicated step, focus on my purple, which I did. Fast forward, boom, Nico, present, gift wrapped. So Nico and I are kind of sharing this, like, yay moment. Like, he's excited and as happy as I am. And I was like, well, this is just so cool how this, you know, kind of worked out. And Nico goes, he sends me this text. And like I've said this a bunch of times about this guy. Like, you know, he's been emailing me for, you know, years. And his ability to share a story, tell a story, and use familiar pro-you verbiage and make it his own. It's just been fabulous and wonderful. And now he's the producer. He gets it out. It's like, okay, great. But we kind of kept on talking and chatting and celebrating with each other. And he sends me this text. He listened to number 302, his first pro-you podcast he produced. Finished listening to the episode now that it's out. I'm not allowed to cheat. Ha ha. You made me laugh. You made me cry. My mother, father, and brother are the only ones until now who have ever praised me that much. Tears. It means more to me than I can put into words. When we're constantly increasing, this is Nico now. I mean, this is all Nico, but this is Nico's zone. When we're constantly increasing the weights we lift to build our muscle, we tend to forget that we moved from 10 pounds to 50 pounds. Thank you so much. Sending my love to you and Zen. Enjoy your time in Tahoe. Now, you know, may you be very thankful when you find someone and they come into your life and they're appreciative as you are. Because that's what I loved. I mean, he's just so stoked over there. And I'm like, I have a new producer. Like, this is, you know, the only thing I just, you know, technically needed. Other than that, I do everything. Don't need anybody. Don't have to ask anybody for help. Nothing from no one. And I like it that way. And I was like, and he's as excited, and he's as fired up. And it was quite significant, because prior to that, like I said, the ending, the icing on the cake, all of that was so epic and awesome, and I handled it well, and I was aware that I was handling it well, but I was highly aware there is a little bit of rippling going on, especially like the last couple of days prior to that Thursday, which I was just talking about. You know, Nico got it to me, put it out, boom, getting up Friday, 4 a.m. and going to Tahoe. So I was contacted by the Dodo, and I didn't know what the Dodo was, but it's this feel-good animal story website, and it's amazing. And they had stumbled upon the Finding Zen story of our accident, which is, you know, on my Facebook page, on Zen's Instagram, YouTube. And it's like, you know, can we chat? I was like, yeah, cool. So it's like, okay, it was just past Tuesday morning. So it was like 7 a.m. So I get up and we're going to Skype, and he couldn't get his computer, so I was not talking to anyone. I was talking to a voice. His face, he couldn't get his whatever, the video to work. And I'm like, that's cool, whatever. And I just thought, I didn't know what we were chatting about. He goes, we're going to do the interview right now. I'm just going to record you. I'm like, oh, really? That's how it works? I'm like, okay, cool. And then I went, okay, hold on. Because he says, well, this is what we're going to do. He goes, a bunch of time we just ask questions back and forth. He goes, I just want you to tell a story from the beginning, not just the accident, but how you got to Zen. And I'm like, okay, so I rescued Zen. Then I got to talk about Kyosa, my first dog. And I went, okay, hold on. I got to go get a wipe my tears towel. And he was such a cool guy. His name was Eric, and he was from the Dodo. And he was just like, we all love this story. We all love the bond. We all, like the whole whatever, their team, whatever, was just all fired up on this story and Zen and I's bond. And that's what I love, when people can see Zen and, you know, my bond. I love that, because he's amazing. And, you know, I'm just a dude who got lucky. So I get done with the interview. It was probably like an hour long, and I'm just like bawling just the whole entire time, crying. And I get done, and then I recorded 302, which was, you know, I was just, the tears I had were tears of, you know, joy. It wasn't like I was sad or bummed, you know, it was just, but it's still kind of a little draining. But I was a little bit on that, just talked about Zen and got interviewed and it'll come out. And, you know, so I was kind of excited. And then, you know, if I can get this podcast out, I know I'm going to Taos. There's a bunch of feeling good, you know, that was going on. But when I got done with the interview, with recording the podcast, there was that sense of already, it was like, you know, 9:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I was like, I'm a little tired, and not in a bad way, but there was, again, I like being aware of everything. I'm a little tired, it's funky. I'm a little tired, but it's okay. And that's what it was. I was like, I just feel really good. So I had a client at 2 o'clock, Miss Madeline, who I love. And I don't know, I did something, walked in, whatever, and I came in, and it was 10 to 2. So I laid down to Zen, wrapped my arms around him, went through my thank yous. And I was just sitting there, and, you know, it was just this peaceful moment. And, you know, just wanted to be sure of the clock, and I looked over, and it was 1:55. And I go, okay, I have 5 minutes. And I sat there. I was just automatically highly aware that nothing entered my head. It was just this quiet. Just holding my dog. And I was like, so I do the 30 times, I'm thank you. My faith, my health, Zen's health, number 4, which I added a year ago, right now. And I'm like, this is one of those right nows. Like, I'm just sitting here holding my dog, like, interviewed, did a podcast, got a client, went through my gratitude list, thank you list, and I'm sitting here in total quiet. Thank you for right now achieving quiet. So, there is never without a little bit, a ripple, unknown variable, yellow, if you will. Because Wednesday kind of became this thing. And it ended well. But it was the last little transition. I had to sign up Lipson. I had to get an account. I had to take over this thing. And then I had to get Nico that information. But before any of that started, the account had to be transferred. Once the account was transferred from the old producer to moi, I would receive an email saying, hey, your podcast has been transferred to, here's your account. Now you sign up, pick a subscription. So I don't know how it even started. And I kind of blocked it out of my head because I'm back and I'm feeling wonderful and there's nothing but purple. But the note was waiting on confirmation. This text exchange between me, old producer, and Nico. And it was draining because all of a sudden one technical guy was asking me questions and then another technical guy was asking. I'm like, look, I don't know. I've never asked. I've never known. So I can't tell you what first dude did. I have no idea. The second dude hasn't done anything yet. And I was like, and this was Wednesday. So I was like, you know, I'm going to trip, you know, this weekend. I just want to get to that. I go, okay, is this podcast, you know, it's a little bit of that moment. Like, is it going out or isn't it tomorrow? Is this going to get, because that's what we're waiting on. I mean, if everything went through, hey, boom, we'll put out episode 302 on time. So it was recorded. Nico had it all ready. It was like, okay, we're just waiting on this. So I check in and I go, is this happened? You know, is there a holdup? Is there something like that? And this was, like I said, the yin and the yang. You know, not fun at the time, but a total confirmation, again, about the sunny side of having Nico. So people will believe the movie that is playing if they choose to. So, not to dwell on anything negative, but old producer Olsen says, hey, maybe you guys did something wrong. The new guy should do this, look into this. And that's when I was like, well, I don't know how to get him to do, I don't know. Like, I was like, wait, I didn't want to be the middleman. You know, I didn't even understand what one or the other one was saying. But long story short, the old producer ends up saying, you need to make sure that the account is set up correctly. And if you hadn't done that, that's the holdup. That's the problem. So back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. And this is probably 2-3 hours later. And I said, you know, I'm confused. You know, just trying to be really cool, really cordial. Because again, if this doesn't work, if it doesn't happen, I'm fine. I'm going to Tahoe. I'm healthy. I love my dog. Best I've ever been. Don't care about anything else, especially this thing. I was stoked about Nico. I was stoked about the change. If it didn't go flawlessly, I don't care. I had let that go, which, again, was very empowering. So at the very end, I go, I'm confused. I thought you were supposed to transfer it. When it transferred, I would get an email saying the transfer had happened, and then I would continue setting up that account with the subscription and so on. And I get back, yes, you're right, I'm wrong. He had gone in this whole elaborate, what if it's this bad thing, and if it's this bad thing, then this is the what, da, 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 and just created this whole movie. And there was nothing wrong. It just hadn't gone through. So I don't know when it was. I finally got the email, and I was like, and this is when I started talking to Nico, exchanging with Nico, and I think even he called him, and I said, it's like, I didn't like the last 2-3 hours. I was kind of drained. That's the stuff I hate. That's the stuff, like I said, why I want a producer. And Nico once in a text said, because I don't really think there's anything, you know, wrong. Like, Nico was just calm during it. He was there for me. And, you know, because I just kept on bouncing all the texts from the old guys, you know, off of him. And there it was. Confirmation. Lips and boom. I said, Nico, this is the one to pick. He goes, yep. Sent it. Picked. Set up. There it was. And it was just done. And I was like, so that's what I mean. It was like, there's still going to be stuff you got to deal with, but what are you doing? How are you choosing to respond? I was like, just kind of like, okay, here's this wave. It's a little uncomfortable. Just ride it. Focus on the good. And then at the end, as the door closed, there was just this one little, hey, and by the way, I tend to believe scary movies. And the door closed, and I went, yay. Door closes. And on the inside now is Nico, this shiny dude that's so appreciative and so thankful. And that's the new energy. And so when I went and grabbed my gear, I thought of Nico and how thankful I was because of that feeling I had now. Like, everything that I can control is feeling good, and the little bit that I can't control, someone else is on it. And it's just a bright, shiny light. Love you, Nico. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and then this is the email that I sent right to, it was like one of the last things, like, we were texting each other emails, and then I think I called him, and I said, like, again, this was like, went to train my client, and I was done, the podcast was up, and I said, Nico, I said, I've never been this calm, packed, ready for a trip, and in lieu of the last few days, I'm going to go to bed and wake up and go to Tahoe. And like I said, I was like, you know, I brought stuff out to the car. I was, you know, I haven't traveled in a long time. And, you know, I would just kind of feel that angst. Do I have everything? And, you know, should I put, you know, just whatever it was. And I wasn't even sure I wanted to take 395 north. And Waze is just always finding the most efficient way, and I couldn't get it. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to kind of guess. And, you know, not really, it was going to be hard, but it was just, you know, I didn't really having an exact route, it didn't even matter. I was so calm and I was so peaceful, and it was like, and of course getting the podcast out helped, but it wasn't, I was so tied to that, and that's what made it all better. I was controlling that which I could, and I was letting go that which I could not control. So when it all worked out, I was like, boom, I felt that automatic, it's like a double win. And I'm waking up to go to Tahoe. So I take 395, which is kind of the scenic route, and it ended up taking me close to 8 hours, a little bit over 8 hours, because I got a speeding ticket. And it was in this one spot where everybody goes, yep, that's where you get tickets. So there was a little taint, a little yellow, but I think it was probably an hour and a half later in the drive, I just kind of like forgot about it. I'm like, you're almost there, keep going. And then I was leaving Sunday morning, and I was a little tired, a little sleep was a little funky, I'll get into that, but it was Saturday afternoon, I was kind of tired, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed, I gotta get up tomorrow morning, drive all the way back to LA, and I got a speeding ticket. So again, it would pop my head, shut up. And again, because I was a little tired and a little drained, that yell was like, hey, by the way, just a... And I'm like, shh. And I quieted and never came up. And I hadn't really thought that much about it since I've been, you know, home either. I'm like, whatever. So, drive, wonderful. Got over the ticket. Got to my friend's house. And I'm so thankful. Like I said, I hadn't been there for 3 years. I've known him for like probably 17. They used to live in Venice, California, L.A., so I met him way back then. They've been in Tahoe for probably 15 years, but I haven't been there in probably three. But I love them, Brian and Don. I love their house. I love where they live. I just like being in Tahoe. Like, I'll go there, and most of the first day, I'm like by myself with Zen, walking around the lake or whatever, and, you know, come and go. And everything about it, like, I love the Idlewild. It's a little Tahoe. I love Big Sur. It's a big Tahoe. I just love Lake Tahoe. You know, one of the reasons I love Lake Tahoe so much is because of Brian and Don. I mean, they're really the only people that I would say are friends, that were friends that long ago. You know, friends with my ex that are still in my life. You know, I've changed so much, relocated, and again, that, get into them in a second, but they're just consistent, and one of the reasons that I love them. So, I had told, you know, it's Brian's 50th birthday. Don turned 50 last year. So having a big barbecue on Saturday. I'm going to hang in a tent with Zen Friday and Saturday night. Drive home Sunday morning. All set. Wonderful. I said, I just want to go to the, you know, lake for a bit. But, you know, Don, I'm really here to help. Because I knew people over and she's going to want to have help. And I just wanted to do it. She was okay. I got these pile of rocks. And right away she's like, will you make some stone? Will you balance a few of these? And I was just like laughing, going, that's what you want me to do? She goes, yeah. And I saw all these little kind of piles of the twigs and leaves that were kind of raked up. And I go, in my head, I was like, right away, just like, I'm going to make this whole big stone hedge thing. I'm going to clean it out. It's going to be like a Zen garden. Like, automatically, like 5 seconds, I had this image in my head. And I said, well, what if I just do these rocks and then I finish raking? She's like, oh my God, would you do that? It would be so great. I'm like, yeah. So that kind of became my thing. Now, I drove 8 hours. So I left at 4 a.m., got there at like 12:30, but I had stopped a couple times with Sam. And by 1, I was in the yard. And I stopped at like 6. Didn't really stop at all. Just was in a good mood. I drank a bunch of caffeine and I was just going. Yin and yang, good and bad, purple and yellow. I used every stone that was in that pine. But I guess Brian a couple days ago was like, hey, I'm just going to get rid of that pile of rocks. And she's like, no, I'm going to have Tommy my ex used to call me Tommy. So back when I met them guys, they all referred me to me as Tommy, and they still call me Tommy. I think it's very endearing, so whatever. She goes, no, Tommy's coming, and we're going to bounce those stones. And it's like Brian got yelled at. I thought, how cool that Don was like so fired up that he had this huge party, all these people over there. They got this amazing yard, and they're going to barbecue, and she wants stone bounces. Well, Don didn't know, but Brian and I told I'd brought some beach stones, and I was going to make this like really dope stone stack in their yard of beach stones, which would look super cool because the stones are definitely not from there. But I had this big wooden base, seven stones. They were perfectly matched, like a pyramid. The bottom stone was like, you know, 20 pounds. It was just going to be ridiculous. And I'm like, Don doesn't even know I got one in my car I'm going to make. But they were going to a rodeo that night. So I'm like, okay, I'll work on this stuff. And then when they leave, then I'll make the cool beach stone one. So I start working, going, man, I'm going to make this awesome badass Zen garden. And I made like five or six pretty cool bounces. One was really, really dope. And then I made like this little trail tail hook with stones on each end. And then I raked the whole thing. And then I wet down the stones. And it, like, before Brian and Don left, they were just like, you know, they're looking at one or hoping for one or two. And I did like five, did the whole thing, you know, just went above and beyond, and they were so stoked. And Don, and again, that's my thank you, that's my appreciation. I love going to Tahoe. I love being invited to their place. I love being their friends. The history, I mean, everything about it, like, okay, this is how much I love you, I'm gonna do this. And it was wicked cool. So they go to the rodeo, and then I set up the other one. So I was all pumped that, you know, tomorrow morning they're gonna wake up and see this like as a bonus. Here's the yellow, 8,000 foot elevation. I had, I think, one glass of water. So I'd gone all morning driving, drank a little water, but I was taking caffeine. Caffeine dehydrates you. Now I went there and I really started yard work when I got there, and I did it for 5 hours straight. And I had one glass of water. And I'm like, when I'm around LA, you know, if I'm at the beach, you know, there might be a moment where I go 3-4 hours out. You know, rarely, but when I do, nothing happens. Well, when you're at high altitude, it's a whole different story. So I go out in the tent with sand. I'm trying to get comfortable. And we had chatted. I'm like, Brian, it's nice up there, right? And, you know, it's like 60 to 80 here. And he's like, yeah, it's cool. And I go, okay, we'll stay in the tent. We had talked about that before. Well, it was getting down to freezing Friday night. And I was like, but we had, you know, he's got an REI store above his garage. They got like five tents, a ton of sleep. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's what they do. They're outdoor people, but they got every kind of tent for every, you know, backpack tenting, car tenting, every different tenting they are, they have a tent for it. So sleeping bag, quilts, blankets, everything they bring out. But that night I can't sleep, and it's tripping me out because I'm like feeling a little panicky. And I'm thinking, what's going on? I mean, the tent's got holes in the top. I mean, it's vented. You know what I mean? It's like it wasn't even like the flaps are closed down. It was just, you know, you see the stars, and it was cool. But there was air. I mean, I was basically outside. Now, it being so cold, I kept trying to make sure that Zen and I were close, cuddled, covered. And then I would get so, like, tight and comfortable, I couldn't move. And then all of a sudden, I'd have to sit up. And I'm like, what's the deal? And I would still walk outside the tent. Well, fast forward like 3 hours, Don and Brian come home, and I go inside, and they're like, hey, what's up? And we start talking, going, I bet it's the altitude. And I'm like, well, I think it's because I'm dehydrated. And that happened to me once in Colorado. Same thing again. Went to meet my brother and nephew there. As soon as I got there, I ate. I'm like, let me get some coffee, you know, so I got some energy, and we'll climb. So I ate, had coffee, and started hiking at high altitude. So just bad, bad, bad. So I relocate in the REI store above the garage. And better. But as soon as I drank some water, it got better. But I didn't really sleep great. Got up the next day, had a full day, finished raking. I filled like 14 of these huge paper bags from Home Depot. They're like twice the size of like plastic lawn bags. But I wanted to finish, and I wanted to get it all done for Dawn, and she was so stoked and happy. But I literally kind of worked for like, you know, 2 days, and then I thought, okay, I'm just going to crash tonight, Saturday night, because I'm going to be so tired. And again, I made sure I drank water or whatever. But I think, looking back, the damage was done because I laid down at like 8 o'clock going, okay, I'm just going to crash, get up at 4 and go 9, 10, 11. I don't really remember falling asleep. And it was like 2:30 and I went inside and went to the bathroom. And there was people, because that's when the barbecue had started. So there were people up late, you know, in the hot tub, around the fire pit, in the house. Music was on. People were, you know, still all night long. And but where I was above the garage, door shut, I really couldn't hear, so it was perfect to sleep. Cooler, or obviously not as cold as being out in a tent. It wasn't going to get as cold Saturday night, but I couldn't sleep. And I was just like the weirdest. I was like, so it was like 2:30, and I thought, well, I can either try to sleep for another hour and a half, because I wanted to try to leave at 4, but if I'm awake for another hour and a half, and then I go, I should just drive. So I'm like, okay, here I go. So I start packing my stuff up, grabbing my gear, and poor Zen, you know, went from a tent to the little room above the garage Friday night. Now Friday night, we're above the garage again, but now halfway through the night, I'm like, all right, Zen, let's get in the car. And Zen's a whole other story, but we get in the car and we just start driving. And it was a great move, by far. And if you just take the 99, which turns into the 5 going south, it's not the scenic way through 395, but it took me like 6 hours and 45 minutes home, which hour and 15 minutes shorter is great. Only had to stop once, so wonderful, fine drive back, no problems, everything was fine. But the few things that I wanted to touch on, just first, as a couple, Brian and Don, I said it to them. I was like, thank you for being my friend this long. You know, when I was healing, there was times when I kind of reacted and maybe pushed some people away. And there's other people I didn't want to be around. I kicked out. I said to fast forward and for me to still have your guys' friendship and the opportunity to come to Tahoe. And Don was so appreciative. Like, she loved the stone stack of beach stones that I brought. Like, she went nuts over that. And she loved the Zen garden. She kept telling, Tommy did that, Tommy did that. And she's a kind of a bull in a china shop, type A person, get things done, organized. She sells wine up there. She's like number one in the region. She's just a killer. And she was so busy that yard would not have gotten raked. They would have had a pile of stones and nothing cool. So she was so stoked and fired up. And I remember just really loving their relationship 15, 16, 17 years ago. And now you fast forward, still together. They live life huge. They play hard. They work hard. They go big. You know, Brian's snowboard does that, you know, off the month of parasailing, off the mountain, you know, that stuff. And he's just turned 50, and he just recently got a motorcycle, street enduro. And it's perfect for Tahoe. You know, you cruise around the streets, you just off the road, hey, there's a trail. But I mean, they're just out, go, go, go people. They travel. I mean, they just live life huge. And to have them in my life has just been an honor and a privilege. But to also, again, go, wow, here it is 17, 18 years later maybe, and they're just still them. It's a joy, a real, real joy. And their house, I mean, Bri is a master, a craftsman, and he's a contractor, and he builds these amazing homes, and in his spare time, he's been fixing up his. So this is huge wraparound deck they added that drops down into kind of a sunken area where the grill and chill area was, where outside of that little pit was where I did the Zen garden. Then curl around the backyard and there's the hot tub and a fire pit. It's just, it's amazing. It's just the most beautiful, wonderful, enchanted little place and home and couple, and I get to hang out there and call them friends. Now the next thing, this is just so crazy. So I'm kind of tired, just kind of doing my own thing, kind of focused. And ends up being like three other dogs that come. And one's a little older, pretty chill. And one was a lab that was pretty nutso. And then there's this little dog. And a guy just kind of had him in his lap, or he'd be on a rock ground, but pretty mellow too. But people were going kind of nuts over Zen. Like, they just kept kind of coming up to him. And I would, you know, people started coming over like 1 or 2 o'clock on Saturday, and I was done, but I'd kind of worked all day, and I drove all Friday morning, worked all Friday afternoon, didn't really sleep, kind of. I went to the lake for about an hour or so, came back, finished raking, and then people started kind of coming. So when people were coming, I was kind of like, you know, I'm kind of done, kind of tired, shutting down, and I'm not really around a lot of people or whatever like that. So I just kind of hung out with Zen. I'd walk him for a little bit, you know, we'd do what we needed to do, and then I would just kind of sit by the side or by him, and but people would come up, and then Zen got more and more comfortable. Because when I first got there, like if I walked from the top of the deck to the garage, he had to follow me because he, hey, you're not leaving me, which was totally understandable and fine. But by that second day, he was up on the deck, and I walked down, and he stayed there. And I went, well, cool. I wanted to feel, you know, secure and safe. So it was kind of cool. He'd be up there with Brian, or Brian's brother Paul was there, or Don, or whoever. And he started going, okay, I'm just going to chill up here on the deck, watch for squirrels. And he loves it up there. I mean, he's hunting the entire time. So he just started getting more and more comfortable. So when people came, he's going to, it's like, you're going to pet his, you know, give him booty scratches. He's going to hang out with you. And go from, they're like, oh, such a great dog, such an, you know, it's like 10, 15 people giving me compliments and petting Zen and giving him love. And I'm like, this is just so cool. But we pretty much just kind of hung out. And then towards the end, we kind of end up on this table outside. And there's like a bench seat. So I sat there and Zen hopped up with me. And this woman who kind of got there late, she looked and she's kind of mouth. She goes, I love the love between you two. Like people were noticing our bond, which is the one thing I enjoy the most. Like Zen's amazing. And I'm pretty positive I'm supposed to share him with the world. But when people see our love, there's something I like about that. I just like that they can see that because it's amazing what I feel. So the whole time I'm just, you know, Zen's just sitting there as like a person hanging out. He's chilled. And this one dog's going nuts. And, you know, the other are kind of like dogs. But Zen's like a person. He's sitting at the table. He's chilling. And all of a sudden, this woman comes over. And she says the same thing this older gentleman had said prior to this Barrett. And her name's Sue Ellen. And I said, do you have a husband here? And she kind of laughed, and she said, yeah. And it was like the same guy. He comes up, he goes, you know, Zen is a total mix of our last dog and the dog we have now. And that's what this woman started. So she also sits down, and she's sitting on the bench with Zen and I. And I think I talked to her on and off for the next 2 hours. Like, she had gone through such stuff in her life. And she had survived breast cancer, married 3 times. But she'd been married to this guy, Barrett, for the last 43 years. And she had had horses, and they're from Santa Barbara, but they now live in Tahoe. That's where their one daughter lives and works, so she moved there to be closer to them. But the majority was her just loving Zen. And she loved Zen. She'd talk about her dog and the dog that she had prior to and these stories. And then it was just this... Well, if you're going to come up and love Zen, I'm going to like you. It's really kind of the golden rule. Because you're not into dogs, I'm probably not really going to chat with you. Especially if I'm with my dog. But if you're going to come up, and she said later, she goes, I hope this guy does not mind how much I'm going to love on his dog. And I didn't. I loved it. Because I think, again, Zen's supposed to be around other people. You know, he can affect everybody. And he affected a lot of people at that party. And I can't do that. But Sue Ellen and I just... Now I'm tired, been up, been, you know, Friday morning at 4 a.m. It's now Saturday, you know, evening, like 5 o'clock or something like that. And I'm tired and we're talking about Zen. And I'm just getting emotional and I'm tearing up. And not in a bad way, but I'm like, I'm going to, of course. I mean, I had this quote where I'm like, I can talk about either one of my dogs all day long. And I will cry all day long while I talk about them. Fact, because they can't talk about, you know, Zen without talking about, you know, Kyosa, my Rottweiler I had for 15 years, put to sleep, went 8 years between, and, you know, just the stuff she went through. And all of a sudden I'm sharing this deep emotional stuff, and I'm like, I just really like this woman. And I liked her husband. When those two were together, it was like this comedy duo, which was just, you know, kind of this slapstick. It was really funny. They were entertaining the table and the people sitting around us. And I'm like, I like this couple. They've been married. She loves dogs. She loves Zen. She lives in Tahoe. And I was like, it was like, that was special to me. It was like, I didn't really, you know, Brian and Don are just overwhelmed with meeting people and hosting and everything, and I wasn't really anyone else I locked into. But Sue Ellen had my time, my energy, my attention, my respect, my admiration. And a couple times her and her husband would say, "Oh, I wish we brought our phones. We wanted to take a picture of Zen." So I was going to shut it down. And I went up to her and I said, "Could I have your phone number?" She says, "Sure." I says, "I'll send you a picture." She says, "Oh my God, would you do that? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." And she goes, chatted for a little bit, and she goes, "You know, if you wanted to keep in touch," it was like for a second time stopped, because it was a big moment for me. My tribe has gotten extremely small, and I'm not looking for friends. I like my world small. I like controlling everything that I can control to the best of my ability. And I like being alone with Zen. It's going to be very difficult for anyone to get into that. But in the same token, if you're like that woman and you overwhelm me with goodness and love for animals, dogs, your dog, my dog, and you show me all that, and then you go, "Hey, I would be your friend," I'm going to jump. It was like a total comp. How much time I'm spending with you is how dope you are. Why I will sit here and share all this with you is because that's how special I think you are. I don't like a lot of people. I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need friends. I don't need your time or attention. I just don't. And not right, wrong, good, or bad. It's just that's where I am. I'm 54. Best I've ever been. I know what I need and I know what I don't need. But there's just something special about Sue Ellen. Like there's about Brian and Don. And funny, you meet great people when you go to great people's homes and you meet their friends. And everybody there is outgoing, bike racing, mountain biker, snowboarder, photographer, artist, creative. There's metal workers. You know, it's again, great people. But again, Sue Ellen with her dog, Koba, talking about Koba the whole time and hugging Zen the whole time. And I got up to go to the bathroom and Sue Ellen said, "Zen might not be here when you get back." Like she threatened to kidnap my dog more than once there. And when she said, "You want to keep in touch?" I just looked at her and I said, "I will." I said, "I'm not doing all the work anymore." I said, "But if someone's going to reach out to me," I said, "Definitely." And it was just cool because I meant that. I didn't know how much she could feel of me at that moment. But I was like, "Out, you text me, you get one back. You email me, you get one back. You call." I mean, I was immediately her friend. So I end up leaving, or, you know, going to crash. And before I went to bed, I sent her two pictures. And I said, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send her that YouTube link on Finding Zen." So I just sent her two pictures of Zen and I from the barbecue at Brian and Don's and the Finding Zen video. And Brian and Don, they got, you know, kind of sketchy service up there. So I don't even think it went through until I left that next morning and started driving. And I think they finished sending and uploading. And Swellen sends me a picture of Koba that I wanted. It's just a dope dog. And everything, she goes, "He's got a big head." I could have just named him Head. And I just died laughing. I'm like, that's how funny she was. And she's like, "I got your pics." And she couldn't load the YouTube thing. But she was glad to have met you and Zen. Stay in touch. And then like a little bit later. Now, this is like I had just gotten home and putting everything away, unpacking. I got another. She goes, "OMG, I'm crying. Such a great video. Amazing you both came out of it okay. Can't believe you found him again. Was meant to be." I mean, just, again, you know, she's just awesome, insane, and I just knew she'd like it. And I'm like, okay, this is what happens. When you get deep inside my world, I share. It's what I do. Please, please take it as a compliment. That was in my head. Oh, so I said, look, I sent her a link to the last podcast. I said, "You do not have to listen to any of this or all of it." I said, "But once you're inside my world, I share. It's what I do." I said, "My family has never listened to my podcast, so please take it as another compliment. It's a very personal thing to me." So right after she said she listened to the podcast, I called her because I was walking in, and she answered. And I was like, no way. She goes, what? And I go, well, if I don't try to call Brian and Donald up because they're cell phone stuff is, you know, service is sketchy and they're very busy. So I thought, you know, it's Sunday morning, you're busy. And but I said, fantastic. I said, I cannot believe you listened to the podcast. And I said, and you know, you watched the Finding Zen video. And so I walked in and she just chatted with her. And I said, look, I said, I am no one else I'm calling today. There's no one else I'm calling today. And I said, I don't talk to people. I don't call people. And that's what I told her. I said, look, please take this as a compliment. I mean it. I said, spending that much time with you, saying I'll keep in touch with you, calling you is to let you know how important you are that quickly to me. I said, I don't need people. I don't really like people. But I said, you text me, you email me, you call, you're going to get one back. And I said, but I wanted to call you and let you know the impact you've had on me and how I feel and that you caused me to open up about Zen and share things with you that are really personal to me. And it was just like, we just became like this friend thing. Like, and it was just awesome. And then she goes, well, our house is really big in Tahoe. They live fairly close to Brian and Don. She says, well, if you ever want to stay at our house. So, not right, wrong, good, or bad, but Brian and Don don't want dogs in the house, and it's totally fine. That's how it's going to be outside, but I wanted a tent. Thought it would be great. Didn't know it was going to be freezing. Didn't know I was going to be dehydrated. But in my mind, I'm like, wait a minute. I met this awesome other couple, and the, you know, Sue Ellen and I, like, totally bonded. And if I go to Tahoe again, I get to stay there at a big house and, you know, whatever, have my own room, and they have a dog, so it's dog friendly, so Zen can be there. And Zen, and she's like, oh my god, Zen would have so much fun playing with Kobe. And I'm like, wait a minute, now the invitation opportunity in Tahoe just got better. You know, I can spend the night at Sue Ellen's and Barrett's, and then get up during the day and drive to Brian and Don's and go to the lake. And Zen is just insane up there. I mean, I didn't have a collar or a leash on him once. And their yard is wooded. So the whole time he's got the fourth paw up and he's pointing and he's looking, and squirrels and chipmunks, and, you know, we're driving and his head's out the window because it's woods. And then, you know, we go down by the water and it's big boulders and woods and trees and lizards. And it's just, I mean, it was just nonstop fun and excitement for Zen. I mean, his senses were constantly stimulated. So I get back and it was the best, because it was just, you know, pretty chill day, and I laid down with Zen Saturday, you know, late afternoon, early evening. It was just good to be in our bed, Sunday, in our bed, in Zen's bed, holding each other back home. Just okay. Ah. And I started getting these, you know, because I didn't have service the whole time. I posted a couple things, but I wasn't, you know, on social media a whole lot. And I started getting these messages, oh, loved your story. And I'm like, okay, thank you, know, checking Zen's Instagram and mine. And then I go on Facebook and go, oh, loved your story, read it. I'm like, read my story. And I remember that Dodo interview was supposed to come out on Sunday, but I had checked it once and I didn't see anything, and I didn't hear from that Eric guy. So, and also I saw Zen's Instagram was kind of blowing up. And recently he had, like, he's gotten a bunch of views on some videos and stuff, but it was like overnight he got like 30 more followers. And I'm like, what is going on? So this one person said, love this story, glad Zen's okay. So I'm like, this is about the accident. And I kept thinking the Finding Zen video, because I was like, again, I went on the Dodo one, I didn't see anything. And she says, well, if you go to Soulmates on Dodo, on the Dodo, I'm like, Soulmates, I never heard of that. And I said, okay. So I thanked her, went to the Dodo, it's on Facebook, you can go to the Dodo, D-O-D-O, Facebook page. And then you go to Soulmates, and there was guy loses pit bull in car accident. There was a picture where, you know, the video, like the first shot was the picture of like a still, like the video had been paused, but of Zen and I looking at each other in my car. And I like that when I look at each other. I mean, it had 105,000 views already. And I'm like, Oh my God. I was just like, okay, all that was going on and now this. So I press play. Balling. Like, I loved the Finding Zen video. You know, my client at the time, Shane, said, hey, do you mind if I send a little film crew with you up to the Castaic when you do the thank you? And then they made this video, and that's the Finding Zen video that's on YouTube and on Zen's Instagram. But, you know, obviously they can't use YouTube footage or stuff from that, so they kind of made up their own, and they kind of put in some, you know, stock footage of a car accident and whatever, whatever. But the footage that they got from Zen and my Instagram, I mean, there's just like 30 different little snidbits of pieces, and I loved it. I bawled the entire time. I was like, this is amazing. I was just crying. And this was just like, I mean, the best. I mean, Tahoe was great. I was home. The drive home went easy. Zen was, you know, amazing in the car. He just sat there. He'd look at me and, you know, give me that look. And I'm like, long time. And just lay his head back down for the next 2 hours. And he'd look at me. I'm like, got a little potty. Yep. Okay. We'd stop, get back in the car. He'd lay his head back down. I'm like, how do you just know we're going to be in the car for 6 hours and you're okay with that? So I just, and he was so loved at the party. I mean, the most popular person at that party by far. Again, you pick out any one person. There wasn't 6 or 7 or 8 people going up to that person all night, but there was the Zen. And then Sue Ellen, who was a bigger fan of Zen than anyone else at the party. So he's just like, I don't know, it's like he's glowing in my eyes how much he was loved and how dope he was and how chill he was. And I put these pictures of him sitting on my lap and his paws are at the table outside on the deck. Like, all right, I'm here. Let's have some drinks. It's like he's a person. So it's just so good. But then they come home. And I watched that car accident video, and I just can't not love Zen more that we made it through that. So I'm watching it again. But now I'm watching this new video. And as I'm watching it, I post it, and I put it on my Facebook page, and I record a little bit to put on Instagram because you can't put a Facebook link on an Instagram account. And I look down, and there's like 107,000 views. And I'm like, it was 105. Now there's 107. And it hadn't been that long. And earlier this morning, look, there's 144,000 views. And as I was telling, like, Sue Ellen, when I sat down, I go, you know, Zen's here for a reason. I get to be the one, but he's just here to be shared with the world, have an effect on the world. So, like, when these things happen, you know, I'm at the Castaic Animal Rescue Place, and their film crew's there, and it was about Zen. I'm like, it's supposed to happen. And September 11th, after the accident was September 9th, Monday, you know, September 11th, I want a feel-good story. Hey, can we come over and interview you and Zen? You know, it was Channel 9 News here in L.A. I'm like, of course you can. Like, it just made sense. And again, it was about promoting Zen, you know, and also Zen and Mize Bond, which is super important to me. And I love that people, you know, can see it. So now, we had a great weekend. We're home. He's just been such an awesome dog, and I love him like 10 times more than before I went to Tahoe, if that's even possible. And I'm watching this thing, and it's blowing up, and all these people. And then I went to the comments, and it was hundreds and hundreds of comments. Love the video. Love you guys. Love your bond. That's how a dog owner should be. That's such a great, I mean, I didn't even go back to it yet. Like, I was going to like every one, but there's probably over 1,000 comments. I mean, it is amazing what's happening. So I'm sitting here going, you know, I was kind of hoping the Nico thing worked out. You know? And I'm like, if podcast gets out, that'd be cool. But if it doesn't, I'm okay with it. Tahoe, woo-woo, chill. I'm going to camp. Gonna sit in a tent. And that was all that was on my mind Monday. Boom, Tuesday, the dodo. Boom, record the video. Have these moments. Have the kind of little funk yellow, but confirmation of the transition is golden. Boom, Nico just starts shining like the golden boy. And then boom, I get to Tahoe, and it's about serving, and it's about being grateful and appreciating. And then it just made those guys just love what was in their yard and what I did. And everyone was blown away by Zen. And then you go, okay, I have that. I got videos. I got pictures. I just love that memory, that moment, Tahoe, Zen, and I. And then I come home and boom, I have this great friend now, Sue Ellen. I cannot wait. And I know for a fact, Zen will play with Koba. Fact. And I will stay. I'm thinking fall. Go back in the colors, you know what I mean? And hang out there. So that's already in my mind. I'll run that by Sue Ellen, but that's already in my head. But I know for a fact one day Zen will play with Koba. And that warms my heart. That puts a smile on my face. And as I sat down again to record, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a two-parter. I'm going to have to, maybe I should just talk about one part and talk about Tahoe. And I just had to get, when I started, so much on my mind. So much to share. So much to be grateful about and thankful for. But my world is small. Zen is my world. And what was this weekend? Zen at the party. Swelling, digging Zen. Coming home. The dodo. Zen and I making soulmates. Well, you know, if you've been listening, what's the most important thing to me? My dog. I got to celebrate my dog. My dog is now being celebrated on the dodo. Best I've ever been. Least I've ever had. Controlling more of that which I can't control than I ever have before. Letting go more of that which I cannot control more than ever before. I love Zen. I focus on Zen. I care about Zen, and Zen was celebrated. How do we survive an accident? How do we get interviewed on TV? How do we get interviewed by the dodo? How does it automatically become such a hit? All that is just happening in my life. Oh, you're just bragging, Tom. You're just talking about how great your life is compared to mine. No, I'm just talking about my purple. These are facts. They're golden to me, and they are huge. This is the best stuff I've ever had in my life. But why am I experiencing the best stuff I've ever had in my life and having these moments? Why? Because of the choices I'm making. Because of the work I put in for 54 years. See, the fruits of my labor. Because I can tell you, I don't have a lot of friends. I don't go a lot of places. I don't do a lot of things. I haven't taken a trip in 2 years. I don't speak to anyone in my family. Had 4 long-term relationships. All of them ended in my partner being unfaithful. 2 of those were marriages, and both ladies cheated on me. So you picture a guy not rocking in his career, not making a bunch of money, not making new money, making less and less money over the last 2 years, not talking to family, not having a lot of friends, not going a lot of places, not dating any girls, not doing anything. That's the same dude that's talking on this podcast right now. Every one of my clients, I go, you know what, I don't know what I do. This is how good I am. This is my feeling. This is how good I am. It's my opinion. Tom, best you've ever been? Yep. Then shut up. Wow. Kind of harsh. What do you mean shut up? Well, the white noise, the voice, the critique, the conversation, anything yellow, it's gone. And I got way better at that. Now there's things I'm still working on, but I focus on my purple. And I'm telling you, listen to this podcast twice. These are facts. This is what's happening in my life. I talk like I'm the richest, most blessed dude alive. But I went up there to Tahoe and I saw this beautiful couple. Been together forever. This amazing home. He's a contractor, builds a beautiful home. She sells wine. They travel. They got family. They got a ton of friends. So I could have sat there and looked at everything they had that I don't have. And I could have focused on all that I don't have that they have. Choices. I liked who I was. I didn't have any, like, well, I am here, but I'm not successful. I'm here, but I'm not, you know, I don't have this, or I'm just alone, or all I have is a dog. There was none of that. So that's what I like now. For the first time, in a way I never have, I can say I like being me in every moment. I liked who I was the entire time. People are like, that dude loves that dog. Love that you can see that. That dog's special. I love that you can see that. I just like who I am. I like where I ended up. I am thankful. So, if y'all know me, and all know I like quotes. So here's how we're going out today. These are some quotes I put out recently, and I liked them all. I used to feel like my side of the story needed to be told to keep facts right. Now, I don't care which story you choose to believe. I love that. I love that. I love that. I don't care which story you choose to believe. If your mind carries a heavy burden from the past, you will experience more of the same. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting what you're getting. The past perpetuates itself through lack of presence. Eckhart Tolle. See, I love that. See, if you're not in the moment, if I'm not there going, I love my dog, I love being here, I love... The past is going to perpetuate itself. Wow, I'm not married. I got divorced twice. Why don't I have a marriage like them? How come I couldn't find a career, make money, have a wife, be successful, have a home like this? Why? The past perpetuates itself through lack of presence. I was present. I'm the luckiest, most blessed, thankful person here. Sent this one out this morning. Sending love to everyone who is trying their best to heal from the things they do not discuss. I love that. Inward calm cannot be maintained unless physical strength is constantly and intelligently replenished. The Buddha. Surrender is the simple but profound wisdom of yielding to rather than opposing the flow of life, Eckhart Tolle. The wisdom of yielding to. I love that. Four words. Wisdom of yielding to. This is, I didn't write it, but it's perfect for me. And I shared it with a bunch of people, and a few of them really, really resonated. Like, that's exactly how I feel. I'm not the same soul I once was. A lot has changed. A lot had to change. So you shouldn't expect out of me what I embodied in the past, for that part of me no longer exists. For that part of me no longer exists. I'm going to sit there and listen to you talk about yellow. Not anymore. This is mine. It's seldom when how one handles what is written down is more important than how one handles what is not written down. Remembering that is even more important. TJD. All right, last one, kids. The 10 most magical ways to release stress, anxiety, and stagnant energy. Drum roll. Ready? I'm going to go 10 down to number 1. This is not mine. I just got this. No idea who wrote it. Grabbed it off the old social media, World Wide Web. Number 10, give. Again, 10 most magical ways to release stress, anxiety, and stagnant energy. Number 10, give. Number 9, touch the earth. 8, love. 7, dance. 6, sing. 5, be nude. Again, I did not write this. 4, meditate. 3, run. 2, make art. 1, write. I am so very thankful for my life. I'm so very thankful for this podcast. I'm so very thankful for Zen. I'm so very thankful for Nico. I'm so very thankful for Brian and Don. I'm so very thankful for Sue Ellen. And I'm so very, very thankful for all of you that have listened. And if any of you listening have watched the Dodo Soulmate video, thank you for watching that. Or if you've watched the Finding Zen video on YouTube, thank you for watching that. I feel me walking the earth, having experiences and sharing those experiences is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and it's bearing fruit. And again, like I said, I've never felt the quiet that I feel now. And as I sat with Brian and Don and talked to them, it was kind of like that was the moral to my story when I talked to them, because I hadn't seen them in like 3 years. So kind of was like sitting there talking to them and going, that was kind of what I was sharing. It's just quiet in between my ears, just way more than I've ever had. There's peace. And when you don't sleep well for two nights and you drive 16 hours in a car, you know, that can throw a funk in a lot of people. And again, I just felt thankful and rewarded and blessed the entire time. So, to surmise, come to my well by the water I sell. What is that? Well, first of all, it's free. It's just deeming yourself worthy to make these pro-you choices. Do these little things done consistently, and over time, you will bear the fruits of your labor. You will see the purple more clearly, and you will start letting go more of that yellow. And when you're feeling better, it's really, I always say that, I mean, once you go from a 6 to a 7 to an 8, I never see an 8 going, you know what, I want to be a 6 again. You make choices and feel better, you're going to continue doing that. It's a cycle that will not quit. It's self-perpetuating because you are worth it. Your pro you moment. We're going to celebrate you, and we're going to celebrate this moment, and we're going to celebrate you being in this moment, being present, participating. So let us sit, cross our legs on the floor if we can. Close our eyes, beginning to control the things that we can control, that pro-you path. Neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. Draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. You gotta connect your mind and body. And then you can slow that breath down, elongate it. Stay focused, stay mindful of the body, of your breath, slowing it down. That connection is what makes you present and what distracts you from everything else. But if something does enter the space between your ears, just kindly, quietly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up, and you may begin now. successful pro you moment. And I mean successful is because you did it. There's no other reason to do something like that than for yourself. To sit in the quiet, alone, stopping your day, to pause, to reflect, to look inward, to remind you that you are in control of many things, all day, every day, throughout the day, if we take the time to slow down and become aware of what those are and how valuable they are and how vital they are to a pro you path. Time alone is well spent. It's just been a journal. I've just shared what I've gone through for a little over 4 years now. This past weekend with Zen, and it's like an accumulation of all my effort. My mind was filled, and nothing it had to do with me. It was all about Zen. And I was just thankful, and I was present, and I gave. And I feel like I was just continually rewarded. My wish for you. Peace and God bless.